Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is that time. Text in your fantasy football questions, whether it's a waiver wire pickup or a lot of you texting in the stardom sit-em questions. We're almost halfway through what I think constitutes most people's fantasy football regular season. Most leagues, it's 14 weeks and then a couple weeks of playoffs. So things are taking shape for sure. Joining us for her weekly visit, as she does each and every week at this time, you can get her on Twitter at TheRealLisaAnn. She is our fantasy football expert and our dear friend, Lisa Ann, joining us on the Triple Threat here on Sports Radio 610. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing great. What'd you think of that game last night?
I only watched the condensed version today, but as you know from spending time with us when you were here, Lisa, Rich is a Giants fan. So for him, it was like a death by a thousand paper cuts.
It was pretty rough. Although, it's like pulling a Band-Aid off, quite frankly. Now I know. Now I know. There's really no doubt now about how things are going to go this year.
And see, being, as I am embarrassed to admit on your channel, being a Cowboys fan, I accepted this defeat week one. I was like, okay, luckily I play fantasy and I could be excited about my teams instead of stressed about my team.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So Lisa, let's start with the Texans actually right here in Houston. And as you can imagine, I'm sure as honed in as you are on keeping track of this stuff, I'm sure you know that Deshaun Watson's health has been a bit of a storyline and with a little bit of drama woven in early in the week when the Texans and Bills game was taken off the board in Las Vegas because of speculation about Deshaun Watson's health. It looks like he's going to play on Sunday. Not 100% certain. He's listed as questionable. Curious how you are handling Deshaun Watson, and I guess equally as important, the Texans' other skill players this week, because obviously this is a much different team for everybody offensively if Brandon Weeden is under center.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about that until something serious is said to us Saturday night or Sunday morning. I believe that Watson will play, and I still think that he could go for over 350 yards. Buffalo's defense is, you know, good, surprisingly, and they've been working some specific matchups. But I think this matchup specifically for, you know, Cutie, and also DeAndre, I think you're still going to see some action there, but I would lay back from the running backs.
QT is getting carries. QT has been targeted like 24 times or something, 20-something times in just two NFL games. Does that make him someone instantly that gets your attention from a fantasy standpoint?
100%. I've picked up QT in quite a few leagues, and I look at it like, listen, when you have a player that becomes electric and comes on this way, you go with that. I want to stay with the hot hand. And, you know, just last week I was texting with friends saying, this is really exciting. It's exciting to see a player emerge at this point in the season. Exciting to open up your offense a little bit more for Deshaun Watson to have more options. So when he went into the tent last week, I had to take a knee myself. I was like, please tell me he's okay, because he's the most exciting thing we're watching right now.
Us too. The press box was like a mausoleum when he went into that tent, Lisa. It was bad. And QT in those PPR leagues, Rich, those little shovel passes that he caught down, you know, that 1 yard shovel pass for the touchdown. Yep. That's a catch in a PPR league. You get a point for that, so that's nice. Hey, Lisa, I am one of the very happy through 5 weeks, but a little concerned going forward. Alvin Kamara owners. Mark Ingram is back now. And he was a big part of the offense on Monday night. Kamara de-emphasized a little bit. Was that de-emphasizing on Monday just getting maybe the luxury of having Ingram back, so you give Kamara maybe a quasi week off from all the tread that you've been giving him the last 4 weeks? Or is that a trend that we expect to see moving forward in terms of how these carries and receptions get split?
I think this backfield's going to be shared pretty equally moving forward. We saw great success with both of them last season. And I think when it comes to this game, it was the perfect thing for them to do for everybody except us fantasy players and owners, because what you're doing is you're shaking up what defenses know and remember. Putting Ingram in there to do so much work was actually brilliant on their part. And also, you know, Kamara has taken more touches in these first weeks than he did the entire season last year. So giving him that time to take a beat and get his body a rest is great, because there's no guarantee Mark Ingram is going to stay healthy for the entire season. And he is also not as electric as Kamara. So as an owner, I would say be patient and hold tight, because it's going to balance right back out.
Lisa, Jacksonville traveling to Dallas this week against your Cowboys. No Leonard Fournette. I think Corey Grant is not going to play either. Feels like almost a no-brainer, especially with Sean Lee not on the field for the Cowboys, that if you've got T.J. Yeldon, you play T.J. Yeldon.
Yes, and you can actually be excited about playing T.J. Yeldon, as opposed to all of the other weeks where you were just doing it because you had to. It's time now to accept that he is the workhorse there, and all of the opportunity is going to him, so that makes it an easy plug-and-play.
To Ann joining us for a weekly visit, talking some fantasy football. Lisa, I know Julio Jones was a high pick for people last year, a big auction purchase for a lot of people last season. Even after he scored 3 touchdowns last season, I think people looked at that as an aberration and said, Julio Jones still one of the top 3 or 4 receivers in all of football. And he may be, but he certainly isn't from a fantasy standpoint. He hasn't scored a touchdown since week 11 against Tampa Bay last year, Thanksgiving weekend of last season. He has a great matchup this week against a sieve of a defense in Tampa Bay. But what do you make of, just in general, Julio Jones? I'm guessing he's still obviously a must-start for everybody, but do you think he snaps out of this? What are your thoughts on his situation?
You know, I think the situation he's being put in by his coaches and the play callers is just absurd. We're just not seeing him get into the red zone and have the opportunities. It's as if they think Julio is always going to be covered, so they'll throw it the way of Mohamed Sanu, or they'll make another shorter play happen. I personally think it's the play calling, but Julio has to get into the end zone, and this has to be the week at home against Tampa that at this point fantasy owners are just like, there's no excuse for it. I do blame the play calling, not Julio, but I do believe he will get in the end zone this week.
Jameis Winston was so-so in his first game back this season. He, I guess they lost at Chicago, and it wasn't even close. What's your trust level with Winston moving forward? He certainly got some weapons to put up some points on that team.
I like this matchup a lot. I especially like it if O.J. Howard is just listed as out instead of questionable, so we don't need to be wondering what's going to happen in the tight end position. Cameron Brate's price is still really low in DFS, and Cameron Brate and Jameis Winston have this incredible connection. You look at this game in a dome, it's going to be a high-scoring affair, and I think that Jameis can iron things out this week.
Lisa, I'm someone who likes to stream defenses, and for those who don't know what that means, I pick up a different defense every week just based on matchups, figuring there's a defense out there that's going against a bad offense somewhere every week. This has been the highest scoring 5 weeks to start a season, I think, in the history of the NFL. It's been ridiculously high scoring. I don't know if you're a defensive streamer in some of your leagues or not, like I am, but if you are, have you found it harder to do that this year just based on the fact that even mediocre teams are scoring a lot of points?
Yeah, you know, I do stream defenses in the leagues where I don't have a defense that I love. So I was faced with a situation where I have a ton of Chicago's defense. And last week, I wasn't ready to drop them. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to stream in these weeks. And I went with San Fran thinking this is going to be a great play against Arizona. It was not a great play at all. And it's been really difficult this year. I mean, yeah, if you've got the top three, if you've got Philly, if you've got Jacksonville and this year Chicago, you're pretty good. But between kickers and defenses, our lives have been turned upside down this fantasy season.
They have.
Curious to know what a trip to London does to someone filling out their fantasy lineup. Someone's asking here, Jameis Winston in Atlanta or Russell Wilson in London against Oakland?
You know, the London game, especially for these two teams flying from the West Coast, you're looking at a 10-hour travel time. This is so hard on players dealing with any sort of an injury. This makes me worry about Doug Baldwin, because any inflammation that he's going to get from taking the flight over there, I try and stay away from these games, but you're in a place with bye weeks and injuries where you have to play them. And I look at it like I'm going to limit my exposure as much as possible. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. There's also the cleat issues. You know, not many players know what the Jacksonville Jaguars know about playing in London, since that seems to be their home away from home. And there's definitely cleat issues they feel on that field. So I don't look for these games to be high-scoring. I look for them to try to run the ball more than air it out. And I try to avoid. I would play Russell Wilson in this matchup, but I would like it more if this was happening in the U.S. and not across the pond.
All right, Rich, let's pull some texts off the text page for Lisa. People texting in 713-572-4610 to the DWAttorney.com text page. Your questions for Lisa Ann, and we'll start with this one. A quarterback question, Lisa. These two actually starting against each other in their actual game this weekend. The Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, or Ben Roethlisberger to start on Sunday. Which of these two quarterbacks puts up the better fantasy numbers in their game on Sunday?
I think this is going to be a Dalton week. It just seems that way to me. And there's just so much drama going on right now in Pittsburgh. And there's going to be so much chaos with the return coming soon of Lev Bell. So I'm going with Andy Dalton.
Alex Smith at home for the Panthers, or Phillip Rivers on the road at Cleveland against what's turning out to be a pretty decent defense.
It is turning out to be a defense, and this does concern me for Phillip Rivers. It really does. So I'm going to go Alex Smith at home because Carolina's defense is not what it once was.
Question for you, Lisa, and it's a PPR league. You got to start one and drop one of these three: Trey Burton, Greg Olsen, David Njoku.
You know, I hate to say this because I'm sure this person just picked back up Olsen, but Olsen just landed back on the injury report with something else. So I am going to say, for health reasons, go Olsen.
Drop Olsen. And which one would you start, of Burton and Njoku?
I would play Burton.
Okay.
Goff at Denver or Andrew Luck at the Jets?
Goff at Denver all day long. I can't wait to see him air it out with that altitude.
Yeah, let's see here. Another Andy Dalton. Well, that's the same question. Andy Dalton and Big Ben. Fuller or Edelman in the flex? Fuller, by the way, still listed on the injury report as a limited participant with that hamstring injury. Played last week, but he was not a big part of the game plan. Fuller or Edelman in the flex, Lisa?
I want to go Edelman, unless we hear some great news about Fuller.
Yeah, agreed.
What about the New England running back situation? Not sure we touched on that. Sony Michel, James White. They both had some big performances in back-to-back weeks. Chiefs defense, not that formidable. Which one do you like moving forward?
I really like Sony Michel. He's getting his opportunity and showing everyone, reminding everyone what we saw in the preseason and why we drafted him. I'm going there, but James White is still going to get there. He's going to get those short runs into the red zone that just drive you crazy.
Last one before we let you go, Lisa, and I'm doing this one because it involves a player who's been on the injury report with a concussion this week. Julian Edelman or Cooper Kupp?
Yeah, Cooper Kupp was just lifted off, and he's doing a full practice today. If he's a full go, we'll know by Friday. I would definitely say Kupp, but if not, play Edelman.
Yeah, he's a no. Cooper Kupp's been amazing this year.
I thought it was Cooper Kupp.
Cooper
Kupp. Yeah,
Cooper.
Yeah, no. Rich likes to pronounce the word Cooper like the Mannings do when they're talking about the younger
pronunciation.
Yeah, Cooper. Cooper Manning. Lisa Ann joins us every week. You can get her on Twitter, and highly recommend following her on Twitter at The Real Lisa Ann. Hey, Lisa, enjoy the games this weekend, and we always look forward to it. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Enjoy the games this weekend, guys.
Thanks, Lisa. You too.
Lisa Ann joining us.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.